The Holy Gospel according to Luke. After he said this, Jesus went on ahead, going up to Jerusalem. When he had come near Bethphage and Bethany at the place called the Mount of Olives, he sent two of the disciples, saying, "Go into the village ahead of you, and as you enter it, you will find tied there a colt who has never been ridden. Untie it and bring it here. If anyone asks you, 'Why are you untying it?' just say this, 'The Lord needs it.' So those who sent departed and found it as it had been told them. As they were untying the colt, its owners asked them, 'Why are you untying the colt?' They said, 'The Lord needs it.' Then they brought it to Jesus, and after throwing their cloaks on the colt, they set Jesus on it. And he rode along, and people kept spreading their cloaks on the road. As he was now approaching the pass down from the Mount of Olives, the whole multitude of the disciples began to praise God joyfully with a loud voice for all the deeds of power that they had seen, saying, 'Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest heaven.' Some of the Pharisees in the crowd said to him, 'Teacher, order your disciples to stop.' He said, 'I tell you, even if these were silent, the stones would shout out, 'This is the gospel of the Lord.'"
When Jesus drew near Bethphage and Bethany, at the mount that is called Olivet, he sent ahead two of his disciples, saying,
"Go into the village opposite. There you will find a colt tied, on which no one has ever yet sat. Untie it and bring it here. If anyone asks you, 'Why are you untying it?' you shall say, 'The Lord has need of it.'"
So those who were sent went away and found it, just as he had told them.
Untying the colt, its owner said to them, "Why are you untying the colt?"
And they said, "The Lord has need of it." And they brought it to Jesus, and throwing their garments on the colt, they set Jesus upon it.
And as he rode along, they spread their garments on the road. And he was now drawing near at the descent of the Mount of Olives. The whole multitude of the disciples began to rejoice and to praise God with a loud voice for all the mighty works that they had seen, saying, multitude cried to him,
"Teacher, rebuke your disciples. They're calling you the Christ. Tell them to shut
up." He answered,
"I tell you, these are silent. The very stones themselves would cry out."
Mm-hmm. when he drew near and saw the city, he wept over it, saying,
Would that even today you knew the things that make for peace. But now they are hid from your eyes. O Jerusalem, the day shall come upon you when your enemies will cast up a bank around you and surround you and hem you in on every side and dash you to the ground, you and your children within you. And they will not leave one stone upon another in you, because you did not know the time of your visitation.
Unleavened bread drew near, which is called the Passover. And the temple priests were seeking how to put Jesus to death, for they feared the people.
Then Satan entered into Judas, called Iscariot, who was of the number of the 12. He went away and conferred with the temple priests and officers how he might betray him to them. And they were glad and engaged to give him money. So he agreed and sought an opportunity to betray him to them in the absence of the multitude.
Then came the day of unleavened bread, on which the Passover lamb had to be sacrificed. So Jesus sent Peter and John, saying,
Go and prepare the Passover for us, that we may eat it.
They said to him, But where, Lord? Where will you have us prepare it? And what are we to do? He said to them,
Behold, when you have entered the city, a man carrying a jar of water will meet you. Follow him into the house which he enters, and tell the householder, The teacher says to you, Where is the guest room where I am to eat the Passover with my disciples? And he will show you a large upper room furnished. There, make ready.
And they found it as he had told them, and they prepared the Passover. And when the hour came, he sat at the table, and the apostles with him. And he said to them,
I have earnestly desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I tell you, I shall not eat it until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God.
And he took the cup, and when he had given thanks, he said,
Take this and divide it among yourselves, for I tell you that from now on, I shall not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes.
And he took the bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to them, saying,
This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me.
And likewise the cup after supper, saying,
This cup, which is poured out for you, is the new covenant in my blood. But behold, the hand of him who betrays me is with me on the table. For the Son of Man goes as it has been determined, but woe to that man by whom he is betrayed.
He began to question, Who, Lord? Who is to betray you? Is it I? Is it I? He answered,
He who has dipped his hand in the dish with me will betray me. Oh, it would have been better for that man if he had not been born.
Judas, who betrayed him, said, Is it I, Master?
Jesus said to him,
You have said so.
Simon Peter was indignant. But not I, he said. And he declared, Though they all fall away from you, I will never leave you.
Peter, truly I say to you, This very night, before the cock crows, you will deny me three times.
And Peter said to him, even if I must die with you, I will never deny you.
And so said all the disciples over and over again. His custom, to the Mount of Olives, and the disciples followed him. And when he came to the place, he said to them,
pray that you may not enter into temptation.
Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us. Deliver us. And he withdrew from them about a stone's throw away, and knelt down and prayed.
Father, if thou art willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Thy will be done. Thy will be done.
And when he rose from prayer, he came to the disciples and found them sleeping for sorrow. And he said to them,
why do you sleep? Rise and pray that you may not enter into temptation.
Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil, even the evil within ourselves.
While he was still speaking, there came a crowd, and the man called Judas, one of the 12, was leading them. He drew near to Jesus to kiss him.
But Jesus said to him,
Judas, would you betray the Son of Man with a kiss?
Judas said, hail, Master!
When the disciples saw what would follow, they said, Lord, shall we strike him with the sword?
And one of them struck the slave of the high priest and cut off his right ear.
But Jesus said,
no more of this.
And he touched his ear and healed him.
Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us.
Jesus said to those who come out against him,
when I was with you day after day in the temple, you did not lay hands on me. But this is your hour and the power of darkness.
Then they seized him. And led him away, bringing him to the high priest's house.
Peter followed at a distance, and when they had kindled a fire in the middle of the courtyard and sat down together, Peter sat among them.
Then a man, seeing him in the light, said, this man also was with him.
But Peter denied it, saying, woman, I do not know him. But Peter said, man, I am not.
An hour later, another insisted, saying,
certainly this man also was with him, for he is now leading.
But Peter said, "Ma'am, I do not know what you are saying."
And immediately, while he was still speaking, the cock crowed. And the Lord turned and looked at Peter.
And Peter remembered the word of the Lord, how he had said to him, "Before the cock crows today, you will deny me three times." And he went out and wept bitterly.
Now the men who were holding Jesus mocked him and beat him. They blindfolded him and demanded, and they spoke many other words against him, reviling him. When the day came, the assembly of the elders of the people gathered together and led him to their council. But he said to them,
"If I tell you, you will not believe. And if I ask you now, you will not answer. But from now on, the Son of Man shall be seated at the right hand of the power of God."
And he said to them,
"You say that I am."
And they said, "Blasphemy! What further testimony
do we need? We have heard it for ourselves from his own lips. Blasphemy! Oh, blasphemy!"
Then the whole company of them arose and brought him before Pontius Pilate.
And they began to curse him, saying, "We found this man perverting our nation, and he ordered him to give tribute to Caesar, and saying that he himself is Christ the King."
And Pilate asked him, "Are you the King of the Jews?"
And he answered, "You have said so."
And Pilate said to the chief priests and the multitudes, "I find no crime in this man."
"He stirs up people, teaching throughout Galilee, even to this place."
And when Pilate heard that he was a Galilean of Herod's jurisdiction, he sent him to Herod,
where he was vehemently accused and treated with contempt and mocked and arrayed in gorgeous purple and then sent back again.
Pilate said to the rulers of the people, "You brought me this man as one who was perverting the people. And after examining him, behold, I did not find him guilty of any of the charges against him. Behold, nothing deserving death has been done by him. I will therefore chastise him and release him."
Barabbas, a man who had been thrown into prison for insurrection and for murder.
Pilate addressed them once more, desiring to release Jesus. "Why? What evil has he done? I find no crime in him deserving death. I'll chastise him. I'll release him."
And their voices prevailed.
So Pilate gave sentence that their demand should be granted. He released the man who had been jailed for murder. But Jesus he delivered up to their will.
Thank you.
Jesus, he delivered over to their will.
And then after his night away, they received one Simon of Cyrene, who was coming in from the country, and they laid on him the cross to carry it behind Jesus.
And there they followed him a great multitude of women who bewailed and lamented him. But Jesus, turning to them, said,
Daughter of Jerusalem, do not weep for me, but weep for yourselves and for your children. For behold, the days are coming when they shall say, Blessed are the barren in the wombs that never bore, and the breast that never gave suck. For if they do this when the wood is green, what will happen when it dries?
Put to death with him. And when they came to the place which is called the skull, there they crucified him and the criminals, one on the right and one on the left.
Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do.
Forgive us our trespasses. Forgive us our trespasses.
And the people stood by and watched, but the rulers stopped at this great day. He did it on others, but let him save himself, if he is the Christ of God.
Forgive us our trespasses.
The soldiers also asked him, coming up and offering him the vinegar.
There was an inscription over him, This is the King of the Jews.
Forgive us our trespasses.
One of the criminals who were hanged with him railed at him, saying, Are you not the Christ? Save yourself and us.
But the other rebuked him, saying, Do you not fear God? Since you are under the same sentence and we justly, but this man has done nothing wrong. And he said, Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom.
Forgive us our trespasses. Deliver us from evil. Thine is the kingdom.
And Jesus said to him,
"And the power."
"Truly, truly, I say to you,
and the glory.
Today you will be with me in paradise.
Forever and ever. Amen."
About the sixth hour, and there was darkness over the whole land until the ninth hour, while the sun's light failed, and the curtain of the temple was torn in two from the top to the bottom. Then Jesus, crying with a loud voice, said,
"Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit."
Said this, he breathed his last. And all the multitudes who had assembled to see the sight,
when they saw what had taken place, they returned home to Jesus Christ.
And all his acquaintances and the women who had followed him from Galilee stood at a distance and saw these things.
A man named Joseph from the town of Arimathea, a righteous man, one looking for the kingdom of God. This man went to Pilate and asked for the body of Jesus. Then he took it down and wrapped it in a linen shroud and laid him in a rock-hewn tomb where no one had ever yet been laid. It was the day of preparation, and the Sabbath was beginning.
The women
from Galilee followed and saw the tomb and how the body was laid. Then they returned and prepared the spices and ointments. On the Sabbath they rested according to the commandment.